And first up today, we've got all the news that you can use. Singapore Airlines has been named as the world's best airline for the second time in 2018, taking out the Airline of the Year 2019 award at the Airline Excellence Awards. The awards, judged by editors from airlineratings.com, combine safety ratings with factors such as fleet age, passenger reviews, profitability, investment products, and staff relations. Airline Ratings Editor-in-Chief Jeffrey Thomas says for years, Singapore Airlines has been the gold standard. He says it's back to its best, leading in passenger innovations and new state-of-the-art aircraft models. Singapore Airlines returned to the record books last month by restarting the world's longest flight route, Singapore to New York City, non-stop. The airline flies a new Airbus A350-900 ULR, or Ultra Long Range, on the 19-hour, 16,700-kilometre haul. Now, Singapore Airlines was also named world's best in July at the World Airline Awards run by aviation research firm Skytrax. Other winners at the Airline Excellence Awards include Korean Air Best Economy Class, Air New Zealand Best Premium Economy, Qatar Airways for Best Business Class, and Singapore Airlines for Best First Class. Qantas won Best Domestic Airline Service and Best Lounges, while Virgin Australia won for Best Cabin Crew. Siladin Resort and Spa in Indonesia has been named the top dive centre in the world for the second year running. The award was voted by readers in the 2018 Dive Travel Awards. Siladin is a boutique dive resort located on a tropical island in North Sulawesi. Indonesian resorts took out 8 places in the top 10 dive resorts in the world. Uepi Island Resort in Solomon Islands was named number 10. Solomon Islands remains one of the last scuba diving wildernesses, with incredible biodiversity in terms of both the reefs and the critters that inhabit them. Sydney's Pitt Street Mall has beaten Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills as a more expensive rental retail shopping strip in a global survey that highlights Asia's rise in the world rankings. Melbourne's Bourke Street also made it its position as an expensive place to lease a shop within the Asia-Pacific region, coming in at number 5. Fairfax reports New York's Fifth Avenue has been knocked off its perch as the most expensive strip by Hong Kong's Causeway Bay. And London's New Bond Street's the most expensive European location, while the Avenue des Champs-Élysées is in 4th place ahead of Milan's Via Monte Napoleone in 5th position. If you plan on seeing Rome on a tour bus, you'd better do it soon. From next year, the city will limit where tour buses can go and how many can go through the city centre. The new regulation is the city's transport department's answer to curbing over tourism. However, many tour operators fear that touring companies, many of whom use tour buses around the cities, will be badly affected. Rome's mayor, Virginia Raggi, says she supports the decision and that it should also help reduce carbon emissions in Rome. And the iconic Melbourne hotel, the Esplanade, or as it's more commonly known, the Espy, will reopen on Friday this week after 3 years of extensive renovations. This hotel has a long history as the home of Melbourne's live music scene in Bayside St Kilda. The renovation includes 3 live music stages, 12 bars and 2 restaurants. Built to hold 1,700 people, the Espy now houses a diverse range of entertainment venues. These range from the Wear What You Like old public bar to a new lift-serviced high-end cocktail bar. Lined with 1980s Espy band posters, the public bar has retained its grungy feel. A glass retractable ceiling in the main bar's foyer shows off the hotel's original 1878 building, which sits behind a facade built in the 1920s. The previously derelict levels of the hotel now include Cantonese restaurant Maya Tiger and 3 cocktail bars. And that's Travel Writers Radio News for this week.